Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the morning meeting. You like that intro music? If you want to use that. It's a YouTube video titled 15 seconds bracket intro background music royalty free for video / YouTube intro music and podcast. My name's Jimmy. Maddie Mass is here wearing, I thought it was a Halloween shirt, but it's actually just a Good Mythical Morning shirt. It looks like a Halloween sweater because Rhett's red hair, it looks very Wooga-ish actually. And the black, and then it's in the jack-o'-lantern style.
Yeah. As much as this does look like a Good Mythical Morning shirt, this is actually We Got Ice merch. Jack, Zoe.
No way.
No, it's not. It's not actually, but 10 years.
It's a Good Mythical Morning shirt, right?
Yes, yes. Oh, but in goodness. 10 years.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
This is what Zoe
was. I was also
like.
Worried that We Got Ice were just doing straight ripoff.
No.
Welcome to the morning meeting. Little behind the scenes. It's not the morning. It's 3:15 p.m. on Wednesday. Schedules are still wacky, so to speak, with playoff streams going on. And I'm getting up. I'm sleeping at weird times. So it's the afternoon, but it is the morning meeting. That's the name of the show, not the name of the YouTube channel anymore. As you might have seen, is that a topic today that we're gonna talk about, Maddie?
That's the first topic.
Wow. Also on the agenda, floorball is about to begin, and we performance determinations, I guess.
Sure.
JM Gaiman had a little return. The JM Live Radio Show debuted. Postseason breakdowns. Weekly videos returning? Question mark. Lucas charts, it's Jake's birthday. And then some questions from the comments.
Yeah, if anybody has questions that they'd like to hear Jimmy's answer to next week, leave those in the comments below. And while you're down there, hit the subscribe button. How about that?
How about that? Yeah, we're racing Wake and Jake. I don't think they know.
They don't know. Us. Well, now you just spoiled it.
Or we've said it on here before. I don't think they know.
I don't know. They don't know.
Yeah, okay.
But the first topic is that this channel is rebranded from The Morning Meeting, Building John Boy Media, to More John Boy. The title right now has an explainer.
It's in parentheses, right?
Yeah. It says Morning Meeting and More. The plan is for that to go away eventually, and this channel becomes More John Boy. The profile picture, the header, I think both came out nice. And this channel will now be, the morning meeting every Wednesday. But in between on the other days, we now have the ability to post clips of you speaking on things that go beyond that show's frame of reference.
I liked it, the concept when you brought it to me, because with all the streams at night, I haven't been on as many as I thought I was going to be on, but sometimes you get into conversations that are bigger or you get into behind the scene company conversations, and no one's going to go back and not a lot of people are going to go back and watch a 4-hour stream. Even I think if we, even talking Yanks, talking baseball, which are popular shows, people that don't listen to those. And if there's a conversation that you think the whole general audience would be interested in that fits kind of what this show is. I like that concept. And then you texted me with this change, you can just make one-off videos about things you care about.
Yeah.
And that got me super excited if I find the time in the off season to now have a home, a new album came out. I just want to tell you guys about the song. Or I went and watched Killers of the Flower Moon. Here's my thoughts if you're interested. So that was kind of the rebrand. And more, I think you have this under weekly videos.
Yes.
You meant home videos.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not going to do them weekly, but I filmed yesterday because it was a long day.
Yeah, I mean that conversation was genuine from me. I saw you were filming with an Osmo yesterday, so I didn't know if those were coming back.
I did one, but it's not the whole week. It's just yesterday, and I am gonna post that on this channel.
Nice.
Once I'm done editing it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a crazy day, so I did a vlog of it. Maybe we call it "Bring Your Audience to Work Day."
Mm-hmm.
I thought of that before I entered the room. Or behind the scenes day.
Yeah.
What's the more catchy name?
Well, I think Bring Your Audience to Work Day is funnier, but it's long.
It is long, but whatever. Because I was here for a long time yesterday. So that's the change there. And we did the Jerry DePoto one where I reacted to his press conference, and it did pretty well. So that's cool. Yeah. Smart move.
It's the third most viewed video on this channel after 6 days.
Yeah. 5 minutes is easier.
Yeah.
But this podcast will still be here. And this podcast gets released on all the podcast apps as well, if you wanted to listen to that and make that how you consume it.
I got to take 2 seconds. The banner that I made, I was so proud. Because it's the background.
James in there?
The background goes from you by yourself.
Yep.
To you in, you know, a home office.
Yeah.
To you in the warehouse with James. It's a beautiful
thing. Storytelling, left to right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then 3 photos of me. My old Twitter header, my current one, and then a collective buy-in thumbs up. Because you got to get a thumbs up. I'm a little tall with the thumb there. I don't like that.
Yeah.
But it's good. No, it was good. And it's a good idea. Because now we can put more here for the people that tune in every now and then. Hopefully there's going to be people that are like, oh. But then there will be people like, oh, I would have never found that. And now I can watch it. And I was kind of interested in your thoughts on there. So that's,
yeah,
I like that.
And also this thought spurred because I lost my train of thought.
Okay.
So we're moving on.
We're moving on to the next topic, which is?
The next topic is that Floorball is coming out. The first episode drops tomorrow, Thursday, October 12th at 6 p.m. How excited are you, considering the trailer's gone out at this point, the player promos have gone out? Do you feel it, like, percolating, the feelings of, like, now we're about to enter another banger session of a month?
Good question. I am going to snap right now and have Rob throw the promo. Great job by Z-Man Espo on the trailer there, and by Rob. We're ready for splicing it into the show.
Yeah, he did good.
Yeah, great
job.
He
did good.
So I haven't really, like I keep, like, twice now I've been like, oh, it starts this Sunday. Like, I got to get in the
Thursday, mood. Just in case anybody got confused.
This Thursday? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah. So I haven't, because we've been streaming, and I've been, like, in the grind so many other places. But I am excited. Like, I saw the trailer, and I haven't seen anything new yet, so I haven't seen game two, so that'll be excited. But I'm excited to see how it does performance-wise and the audience that we already have, how they like it, because I believe the week of filming Floorball in the warehouse is regarded by many as the most fun tournament to be in the warehouse for.
Floorball 2?
Well, the sport in general, but football too.
Oh, okay.
Like, I've heard a lot of people say, I know, like, Taylor Jackson, Paxton, and some other people have said, like, because the energy of it is just more chaotic and easier, and, like, there's a timer, you know what's happening. So,
wow.
I'm excited to see if that transcends to the audience at home. We have much better camera coverage this year than last year's Floorball. The teams are more even, more structure. Rose and Pavel Barber are hilarious. Like, I want to be careful here, because Moylan and Rose and are hilarious, and Darren Sammy and Rose were hilarious. And it could be recency bias, but the few clips I've seen, it's like the funniest booth we've had. Because Pavel has that, like, Canadian insult poking, and Rose is doing, like, sketch comedy at times, but in a really not like the joke is that he's being corny, so it's funny way. It's like there's, like, multiple clips that I've seen where he's hilarious. I was texting him, like, this is hilarious.
Yeah.
Ref Kev is hilarious.
Mm.
So I'm excited, and hopefully the audience enjoys it. The other thing is that we are great, and this is one of your topics, right, about the performance metrics of this one.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of hockey creators part of this tournament that we had come be part of it. We have Steve Dangle and his co-CEO, Jesse.
Yeah,
CEO,
I believe.
Co-founder.
Yeah.
They both played. Pavel Barber is on every single game in the booth and plays a little bit. Mm-hmm. You'll have to see to find out what that is. And we had Reagan Rust. We had Chelsea Dinnan. Both of those guys have, both of those women have following on social media. We had a crew from Bar Down. Like in one of the YouTube comments, like, is that Corwin from Bar Down? I don't know. Am I missing any other?
Nick and
Nick from Hockey Collective. And I don't know if I'm missing any others. If I am, I apologize. We wanted to do this for cricket. All of our guests like fell through that had audiences in that area. But this time they're really doing some big hitters that have big audiences. So my question that I am posing and like what we're looking at and told Sam and I told the whole company basically, like, just to let you guys know, as I try to let everyone into our thinking more, I'm really seeing if that pulls in new audience from if their crowd comes, and it's no knock if their crowd doesn't come and watch. Like, I don't want it to be perceived that way. Cause, like We Got Ice crowd comes and watches way more than mine and Jake's crowd, because mine and Jake's audience is talking Yanks, talking baseball. They, and what they like about us is hearing us talk about a sport they follow, not they didn't sign up because they want to watch us do sports.
Mm-hmm.
We Got Ice audience watches them play wiffle ball, watches them play games. Like, that's what they're there for. So their audience travels to the tournaments really well. Pavel, people watch him play, and he's part of it, and we'll play. And also
Kane.
Kane Van Gate. That's the one I was forgetting. I forgot. And his audience, and, you know, so Steve, his audience watches him talk about it. Now, he's awesome. He's amazing. So this doesn't really go for him. I think I'd want to try and have Dangle back all the time. But it's just a little bit of like, okay, right now we pay, you know, travel, lodging, appearance fees for some, and it's a big cost to get people to come. And if it's not really pulling a big audience for us, and we could have the same results by just like using internal people that are local, then in the future, we probably cut the budget for outside people that that are new and like trying to access like their audience, or like let them, like let Steve like do something different than he's not usually doing and all those thoughts. So we're like checking that out a little bit to try and get a read on that. We'd love to keep branching out and having other communities come, because that's the whole point of doing other, not the whole point, but that's a big point of doing other sports. Like, the barrier for entry for blitzball is pretty tough. You got to be able to throw the blitzball and hit it, which is not really that easy. Whenever you get someone random to do it, that's like kind of hard, and people don't want to embarrass themselves. Ball in play, easier. Barrier of entry, floor ball, kind of tough. Like, not fully, you can, but you can be pretty bad and brutal. We didn't have too many players like that this year at all, I don't think. And then we're trying to create some more sports, which is lanes for collaboration. And like all of the hockey creators that came, they like know each other because they're all always in their like experiences and going to events together. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit of like a test, because it's our best effort we've ever put forth of having like a ton of creators from this other sport, and we're feeding them clips and links and photos to promo, and they're all doing it and like seemingly very excited to promo it. So
yeah, no, everybody seems excited. Like you said, they all seem to like do a lot of the same activities together. Like, I think after we filmed Floorball, it was like a week or two later, five of the people that were at Floorball were all at another event together. And it was like, oh, okay, this is, you know, all really know each other. But yeah, like you said, hoping that their audiences can trickle over where possible, and we can kind of go from there. But yeah, the environment, as you said in the beginning, was really good that whole time. I think we said it a lot more during the event, but one of the big things that I think you walked away with was everybody was a content creator.
Yeah.
So it was so smooth the whole time. And I think that's going to come off on camera.
They all were like in it from the start because they were all content creators and they understood like the TV. Like sometimes it's hard, like, hey, be camera aware. We're filming here. Be quiet here. People that aren't creators just like aren't like, you know, naturally like, oh shit, sorry. But they were. So it was like really smooth. All the promos were great. Media day was like really quick and smooth. So mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, it was nice.
Cool. Well, the other debut this week was JM Live, the radio show that goes live on JM Entertainment channel. That channel's been quiet for a little while other than shorts. So this is one step back into the posting direction there. How did you think yesterday went?
I've only tuned into what I was sitting down for, so I haven't tuned in. But I chatted with everyone, and it's like this show is going to find its footing as it goes. So it was like a first, like how it was like basically, guys, like let's get the cameras and the mics ready and the live stream ready and sit down and like have topics and just like do stuff.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to find, one, their rapport. Joe's and Kenobi haven't done, have they ever done show, like the two of them, like, A and B mic? No. And that takes a really while, long time sometimes to like find the flow of that. And then having guests come in and out. So it's like a longer play where like, I'm not really like worried if it didn't feel great on the first try, but I thought there's definitely elements of like, oh, this is fun. Oh, we can pull people in from different offers. Like me just walking in there and sitting down and there's like a show going that's kind of really, I don't need to bring a ton of knowledge or bring a ton of like, chutzpah.
Yeah.
I like that. So I'm excited to see what it becomes. Cause we can do like, you know, remotes on the street, different segments. I don't want it to become like, we need to do a bracket or we need to do this. We need to do, I want it to be more free flowing. Talk about current topics, talk about other topics. Because when JJR became like, we need to do a bracket every episode is when I started to be like, oh, this is all of a sudden, this is not what it was.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, related to that, Billy Vanner commented on the last ep and he said, not sure if you said this recently, but I know JJR ended. There was some plans or talks to bring it back in when the season ends. Is that still a thought?
No. And I really wanted to, but I think there's other avenues for us to like do that type of stuff or I don't know.
Well, I think that the topical news part JM Live will do a good job covering. You and Jake will both appear as guests on JM Live. And then the game aspect of it, I think, gets covered well with play-in. You know, match five trivia turned into
you know what Sporkle. I'd like? Be cool. If this is set up JM Live on JM Entertainment Channel, if it's like twice a week and it goes for 2 hours, and then if it was like in flow, the mics are there, the cameras are on, and then there's one hour on like a Wednesdays where like Jake and I sit in and we're the two hosts and that's how like a JJR 40 minutes can happen. That's much easier than
streaming to the JJ TV channel from that room, you're saying, or just
this no like we JM just go live. We just go in the couch. It would be JM Live, but like this hour of JM Live will be Jimmy and Jake as the main host talking about our lives. And because if people miss that aspect of us just bantering about whatever. Like that's an, if we could get to a running fluidly place and Jake and I could just like plop down, take that audio, put it on the podcast app for the John Boy Jake radio feed.
Yeah.
Cut out that 40 minutes and post it on JJTV.
Sure.
Like that's it. That's the route that would be much more fluid and easier, for us to do if that's what people want.
Yeah, no, that's a good thought. I haven't thought about that before.
If it's, that room, which is the live stream on, just becomes like, hey, Tuesday and Wednesday, we're live for 2 hours. Kenobio and Joe's have Tuesday. Wednesday, we need some different hosts. Because the Ice Boys aren't in the office Tuesday, but they are on Wednesday.
Hmm.
Wait, this is a good idea.
Great idea.
That's a better way to do it.
Yeah. And that...
like, and it can feed content. Like, if like, hey, it can... You know, when we had the AMP deal, that's how RefCast was birthed, and that's how Baseball Today was.
Yeah.
Kenobi and Joe's have the first have Tuesday, me and Jake, and we get Ice Kids split Wednesday, an hour each. That channel's live.
Yeah.
From 11 to 1.
That's great.
It's a good idea, right?
Fantastic. Yeah.
I'd have to fix the way we do whatever we film on Wednesdays.
Sure. Yeah. That is the
and
one.
And like vacations come up and other shit, but.
Yeah, but I think if that's the general plan, that was the concern at one point when you were tied to going live at certain times. So we would be going
back. It would just
back.
Be more like laissez-faire about it.
Yes. You've also stepped off a little talking baseball, so hopefully the live structure is...
I might be back on.
In the off season.
In the off season, I'll be back on, but Trev is like pretty adamant that he doesn't want to do the recap episodes the way they do them anymore. So that's, if we restructure it, I'd be more more ready to go back on with some more intrigue, more, there's a word I'm searching for. I can't figure it out. Inclined, more inclined to join again. But we haven't fully discussed that.
Okay.
Or I just do Jimmy's Three Things in Wednesday episodes. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know what your thoughts were, but it doesn't have to be me, but editing your breakdowns yesterday, that was hopefully a time saver for you. And so that would allow you to do a lot. If you could get breakdowns to that point, we could save you 2 or 3 hours of menial syncing, basically.
Yes. I'd just probably put them on like a card and give you the card and then have my laptop.
Yeah. Why? You could have your laptop.
Why? You want it? You like doing the back end?
Yeah. I mean, I'm saying for you, it's probably a lot more, whatever you did, like you were in the gaming room while I was doing that. That's a way better use of your time than sitting at a computer. And it's
beating
not
Joe's.
Hard. Yeah, I did.
Not hard. It's just like tedious. You know, sometimes like you didn't do a lip reading one. That's the ones that are very hard, the back end edit, because I do multiple takes.
Yeah.
And you need to listen really close because I still do multiple takes.
I was sad, to be honest, because you did the "come on, Austin" when the woman said that, and you did a take and then stopped 3/4 of the way, and I cut it so that synced perfectly when she said it, and then you stopped and then started a whole new take, and the new take I wasn't able to cut it to match exactly when she said it. And I said,
You couldn't just take the "come on, Austin" and put it on the other one?
I don't believe so.
Mm. Yeah, Kyle, one time I sent over video that, because I do it, and sometimes if like I'm 3/4 of the way through and I fucked up, I'm like, fuck it, I'll just do the whole thing again. Mm-hmm. Kyle's like, I like the first one better. I'm like, all right, well, you use whatever you want.
Yeah. No, but I really don't mind doing that. I think I've gotten into a good place of like making sure people are scheduled out and ahead, so that now I have a little bit of time where I could try to help there, or anybody else can.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good.
I think
know.
Your time is just better spent elsewhere. Speaking of this whole concept, one of the topics was the postseason breakdown grind. And can you just walk the audience through your thought processes? Now that we're 2 weeks into the baseball playoffs, you've been putting out way more breakdowns, it seems, than you were before baseball, at least.
Yeah, well, I've been putting out a lot because I've done a lot of shorts only as well.
Yeah, that counts. That's a part of this.
I was looking at, there's numbers. So, like, published in the last 28 days on the main channel is 46 videos.
Does it say, like, percent increase from the prior?
I could probably do that. Last 90 days and you want me to do, like, a weekly line graph?
Sometimes those just right there say up 25% from last prior 28
I'll do days. Month. I like month. So I'll do last 365 days by month. So in September, I posted 27 videos. In August, I posted 24. July was paternity leave, so that's low. June 27, May 27, April 29, May 30th. February 15, January, but that's the off season as well.
I feel like
I can't believe people still complain about my output.
No, anybody that does is crazy, but
they do. But I've put out 12 so far in October. So that's cool. In the last 28 days I put out and 18 shorts, which is way more than before. Like the shorts, one in July, 5 in August, 6 in September, and now 15 in October. And what I'm doing is I'm creating shorts that are just shorts.
Yeah.
one, like the only way to get subscribers up on YouTube is to release shorts. So we're trying to get more on the main channel. Two, there's stuff that just doesn't deserve it, like Gallen beating
Freddy.
You edited the back end of that one after I recorded it. That like isn't a full breakdown. I mean, I could have, but I would have really like stretched it out. Some of the cricket ones, like the World Cup's going on, so it's a good time to like be in the mix there. And I'm seeing some results from that. Like TikTok, some of the cricket shorts are going like big on TikTok. Like the Joe Root one did way better than I thought. And the tweet I put out today. So I'm creating way more shorts. So that's kind of the bigger grind of the postseason, is that I'm doing some that are shorts by themselves as well as breakdowns. And it's been fun because it's during the season, the big explosions, ejections, wild scenarios, and lip readings like are going to perform the best. And I do enjoy doing those a lot. But sometimes you go from like one of those to one of those, and they take a really long time, and I'm really tedious. They're really rewarding because they get a lot of views. People really like them. But it's like that's not really a baseball breakdown. So these in the postseason, I've really enjoyed doing more like baseball talk.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the views aren't the same as, you know, we haven't had a crazy moment, so I don't think we've had crazy views on any of these.
The Harper moment was decent.
The double play?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big moment. It's not like a lip reading or breakdown. Oh, you know what it was? The catcher's interference was a big one.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really big one. Did that one do well? It did well on other platforms. I know that.
Nice. Yeah, I think that the other thing is that there's just less games, so you're able to see it all. And like the Chapman breakdown where he's wild, was that your idea to do? Because I feel like you just being able to see all of the baseball that's happening and digest it compared to the regular season, you're able to say, oh, that's actually something that I want to do now that, you know, we're pumping these out.
The Chapman one?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, got lost in the slide there. That one was quick. So my mind was like, I had the Braves one I needed to get out before like the others. And I was like, I need a quick one real quick just to like check something off my list.
But was that your idea?
To do shorts of that?
No, to do that breakdown.
Yeah.
Because that's, I'm saying, like, I think it's good in the postseason. You're able to see all of the baseball, and there might be situations that Kyle's not going to send in that breakdown chat for ideas, but you're able to say. Oh,
yeah,
because
he sends, like, the big, like, viral ones. And then, yes, sometimes I watch other games, and I just see something. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I like it more like that, like, when it's not a big, giant request, but I just saw it. And then people do like those. They do really well in shorts, but, like, you know, you need long-form ones.
Yeah. Do you want to talk? We have, what, 18 minutes until we have to get out of here. Before anything else, it is Jake's birthday, and that's not a topic we can come back to.
And my mother-in-law's.
Happy birthday.
And Cardi B's.
Nah.
And Eleanor Roosevelt.
Happy birthday. And now I feel bad about Cardi B. Do you know that Noodle's coming to the office?
I did. I didn't know that. I hope no one's allergic to dogs or like terrified. I'm not a big pets in the office advocate.
I think it'll be fun. I think the big thing of it is Zoe has never met Noodle, and it's a surprise to him, I believe. So hopefully he enjoys his little thing. But yeah, Jake's birthday, and that's fun. There was a good Slacks going.
Yeah, the People channel.
Yeah.
People.
So happy birthday, Jake. Can you talk to the chart that you texted me and then the one that Jolly tweeted? I don't know if you saw his tweet, but I'll go get it.
I did not see his tweet, but I can search that. So Diversa sends out the stats every week about, you know, views and most viewed and trending. And he always has these sections that are kind of like little nuggets of like something that he like
thought just
like
cool.
Looked up. Like thought like, oh, this might be something cool to look up. So the one section is that Wake and Jake's on in a hot streak. Did you see that?
Oh, no, I only saw your text. Oh, I didn't.
Should, we can get him to send you these as well, these reports he does. You should be made aware of some of the stuff.
All right, is this content report 828?
Yeah.
Yes,
so I have. You have it?
I have it.
So yeah, Wake and Jake's on a hot streak. That was the first one. The next one was Jam Baseball 50K videos. There's a ton of those, and they're pretty spread out among the properties. That's fun. And then the third slide is that YouTube Shorts plus subscribers chart. And our three channels that put the most shorts out, Warehouse Games, We Got Ice, and John Boy Media Breakdown Shorts, or Jam Shorts channel, are up in subscribers. This is on the year to date.
Mm-hmm.
They've gained, Jam Shorts has gained nearly 100,000, We Got Ice 150,000, Warehouse Games 180,000, and they also have accrued over 100 million views on shorts.
Hmm. Yeah.
Now, he took out the outliers and looked at the rest of the channels, and it's still the same trend, even deep in there, that like JM Baseball has the most views via shorts, around 8 million, and they've gained the most subscribers this year. And then you have Talkin' Yanks is second most amount of views via shorts, and they've gained, you know, they're going in that direction. They've gained 15K. Jolly Olive and Talking Baseball. And then you look at all those channels down there that don't have views on shorts at all and aren't really gaining subscribers. So it's like looking at JJTV. Okay, let's change that. Talking Giants. JM Football is in the midst of changing that. JM Entertainment should be changing that soon with the new show. Morning here. I don't know how many shorts we can like really provide here. You can't like do as many as, and they're not going to get the views.
Yeah, it's very niche, a lot of the topics, but yeah. We could definitely post more.
But it is wild how much the relationship goes the same way.
Yeah. No, that's cool. See, now Jolly's tweet is in this content report.
What do you mean?
Jolly tweeted, I slacked you the link, but it's the JM Baseball 50K plus videos. That's what Jolly tweeted as like a, hey, this is cool. There, for those listening, there have been 21 videos on JM Baseball this year with over 50,000 views. Last year had 3 50K plus videos. So, good stuff there.
That's cool.
Have you looked at that chart?
The one he tweeted? Yeah, I was looking at it when I was looking at this report this morning.
Dang. I was going to quiz you to see if you could get the most, the series that has gotten the most 50K plus.
Hmm.
Because I don't think you would have guessed Connect, which it is.
I might have. That was a hot, like it was the start of it, kind of.
Yeah.
I knew Baby Baseball Players did well.
Yeah. Yep. And then Zoe's Family Feud and Price is Right are both in there, which is cool. I was impressed from this chart the most by a Baseball Today snuck into 50K YouTube views. Surprising.
Yeah. Which episode was that?
I didn't go back and look.
Katie called me an influencer dad the other day.
Influencer dad?
Yeah, yesterday.
What did she mean by that? Like
she was on the phone with her friend and I was filming. Because yesterday I filmed all day.
Right.
Like, bring your audience to your life day or whatever I said. Mm-hmm. And I was filming hanging out with James and putting James to set. So I had the Osmo just kind of on. And she just laughed and she was on the phone with her friend. She said, he's such an influencer dad.
That's funny.
I hated it.
All right. Hitting our last few topics here. Let's get to a question first. This comes from Daniel Levia. He asked, I'm curious about the cost and margins of putting on something like Blitzball. Was the goal of this to make money off of the live event? Did you cover the rental of the bar? Do you think of these events as more of a thank you to the fans or a fun moneymaker?
Oh, I like how he phrased this question a ton. It's not just like, told us the financials.
Yeah.
I'll start at the end. Do you think of these events as more of a thank you to the fans or as a fun money maker? Events for us are community builders, not money makers.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe on Blitz, we broke even or we, but the end might have been down like slightly. Like in the grand scheme of things, we broke even on it. We had two sponsors, tickets, and all of that. But how we view them, especially now, like early going, this was somewhat like a proof of concept. Like, can we do it? Will people buy tickets to come? I believe we had 160 people walk through the door to come in. A lot of those, some were, some of those were family and friends and not and like each employee got like an allotment. We sold tickets for $30. We didn't want it to be like a backbreaker, like a lot of money or anything like that. And we had VIP tickets that were $100 where they got like an hour meet and greet, hang out, be part of content, come on the field. Shout out Blondie. We called his ticket. He drove up with his mom and dad for his 13th birthday from Philly. He got to go on the field, hit a home run and stuff. That was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that answered everything. Did that cover rental of the bar? Yeah. I mean, a lot of money goes into that. We had to rent the lights. We had to rent the fencing. Fence. We had to pay Billy's. We had to
pay for transportation.
Transportation of all the equipment.
And the time for everybody then, like, to pack
time of, yeah, time of labor, time of packing. And then we had two sponsors and ticket sales and t-shirt sales.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I found the Baseball Today.
Oh.
That's okay. Over 50. Should have been the most viewed breakdown from this baseball season.
Max Scherzer, sticky hair.
No. Wasn't that last year?
No, it was this year.
Really?
Yeah, with the Mets. When rosin and sweat. Rosin and sweat. It's one of my favorite breakdowns. That was the breakdown that I think Bill Burr saw, and then he tweeted a nice thing about it.
This should have been the most viewed by far because it's the biggest outside of baseball. Like, it would go outside of baseball event, viral moment, but it got claimed or blocked right away.
Oh, the fight, Jose Ramirez and
Tim Anderson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would have. That's Reaction. A really bit of a bummer. That one didn't get a lot of views.
I know, it stinks. Reaction episode Baseball Today, 52,000 views on YouTube. All right, last little thing here. You mentioned it because you were on their stream yesterday. JM Gaming seems to be returning a little bit. I know that we have some editors that have a little bit of time to help out there. And Joe's has a little bit of a backlog of videos that he'd like to put out. So not much to comment on, but more so just to say that that's exciting. And for those listening, be ready for a little bit more JM Gaming.
I just beat him. Are we going to post that as a clip or something?
So he hasn't responded in my Slack because I asked him if he recorded that locally, not just on stream. I do think that he's dodging me because he doesn't want it posted, but
no, he wants it posted.
We'd have to snag it, I think, off of
or just YouTube. Download YouTube.
You can't download a live YouTube, I don't think.
Oh.
The site that I use to download YouTube videos, you cannot download live videos. I could try other sites.
Even if you're plugged into the back end?
Oh, I haven't tried, but don't they give it to you in low quality?
Sometimes it's not like low.
Download it.
Yeah. If you go to the back end, you can download it. I beat Joe's. I never played the game before in my life. He's like gamer, dude. And, not to spoil anything, down to one strike and I hit a walk off
on Mario Super Sluggers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Down to my last strike, hit a walk off homer. He didn't know what hit him. What dummy. Okay. I'm missing another meeting, I guess. I didn't know it was on my
calendar. What meeting?
I don't know.
All right.
A meeting. Be excited for bring your audience to work day. It's not really just work. It's
life.
We did it at home, too. Achoo!
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.